I am recording on what public corruption is, government corruption of a security officer, veteran, paralegal, and mother. I am recording the extent of damage they try to do to someone's life based on racism, sex, religion, all my civil rights, how they were violated in TDCJ, and they have continued to try to violate them. How I have protection orders that are going to be for life, and how they try to brainwash you from a government facility to change the story. How I have seen what police officers should report, and they don't. And how I will not be their veteran with PTSD that they use for a crime to ruin my life, or to try to lie about anything, because I have reported so many things the proper way. Just so everybody knows, as a targeted individual and a veteran, I'm in my home, already evicted on Veterans Day. I was tortured in prison on Veterans Day. Mexicans thought they could laugh, take advantage, take credit. So did San Antonio. Because they want reputations of taking advantage of veterans. They want to sound like something they're not. I'm in my home right now, while there's a computer on my head, trying to coerce and brainwash a story that's never going to come true. They're grinding my teeth. It's like a computer closing around your head. I'm recording it. And then they start trying to grind my teeth, start audio, like they can brainwash me to be somebody else. They start using my vagina, my stomach, my breasts. They put computerized an image of Gabrielle Union. Because how dare I contact a black woman? Because they're trying to get a story for Mexican. It's pathetic. I contacted her because she's strong. And nothing affects her when she's telling her story about rape. But Mexicans retaliate because they don't snitch. And now that I have put them out there because they had fun putting me out there, they retaliate on me to take advantage. I'm in my home getting tortured by a government facility for exposing what Mexicans really are. How they want to take advantage of veterans and make fun of us. How they want to make fun of veterans with substance abuse. How they want to lie and rape or try to threaten to rape. How they want to say that we're judgmental when we don't owe these gang members and all the people that have attacked some veterans I know anything. How they try to make me look weak and they're torturing me in my home, telling me to get the fuck out of San Antonio. Technology on my head because I put the Bexar County Police Department out there. I'm exposing corruption that I have seen, that I've never signed a non-disclosure. But you're not supposed to take advantage of your security officers either. I have worked for companies that instantly they're good officers, and I'm honest with them, and I understand we have to separate because of certain things, and I get it, and I go. I'm letting you know right now, as a veteran, they're torturing me in my apartment while they're screaming with a Mexican audio saying, "Stay like that, veteran." Like they can ruin me and the people I've dated and the veterans I talk to from a government facility that helps gang members, cops, and I'm not a gang member. And I'm turning in cops. Exposing corruption. Because you don't use me. And you're supposed to be honest legal professionals. And there is nothing about this that's a lie. They're crushing my face, my head, my ears, my hearing. And they're ruining and ripping my body apart because they think they can segregate to Mexican. They threaten to kidnap me. Correctional officers facilitate in human trafficking, and this is how they do it, computerized. I'm in my home. They're crushing my mouth, my face, my teeth, trying to force audio, saying she hates fucking Mexican gay members with technology, voice-to-skull harassment, and then trying to rip my body apart like they can laugh at taking advantage of me. Bexar County wanted a facilitating suicide of a veteran. Cops offering me alcohol, asking me what I would do if I got kidnapped. It's not a game. Threatened to rape me. They're criminals and they want to act like, haha, we were all just kidding. She's mentally ill. They're lying. They're trying to segregate because I date black men and white men. Conservative people. And then they try to trash me out whenever I turn in Bexar County police officers and TDCJ officers. They attempt murder and try to force suicide.